Hey guys,
welcome back to another episode number 20.
20
on 420. We're not blazing it. Yeah,
even though we're not smoking, so
yeah, we're still gonna have a good time.
Yeah, we've been laughing a lot because of last episode.
Yeah, go watch it to find out.
Yeah, and watch our TikToks on it, because I'm definitely gonna make some TikToks. Yes. On that shit.
I will definitely send the footage and we'll make it work.
I'll make some funny shit.
put it in the video.
Yeah,
man. Me and the zoo are something else. This week we're doing reactions or updates, reactions on people's favorite movies.
Yeah,
what
we're just
think.
Gonna talk about our favorite movies, other people's favorite movies. Just just fun.
Okay.
Some simple.
Yeah.
Light, and then I think next week next episode we'll probably do like comments that we've gotten.
Yeah. So drop
and
a
just
comment.
React to them. Yeah. Drop some comments down below.
Ask some questions.
Yeah, I mean, just talk to us. We've said that before. Just talk to us.
Right. We're be interactive. People. We like to respond.
Yeah. Everybody, come on. Don't be like me, where you just watch it and you don't ever.
Don't
comment.
Be shy. We don't bite.
Yeah.
Hard.
Whoa, that was oddly sexual. We don't bite hard.
We don't.
Wink.
We it's nibble like, wait, like that sloth did to me.
Yeah. Got to go back to the last episode.
Yep.
Okay.
So, okay, the first one someone commented was their favorite movie is Lion King.
We're talking about, because didn't they do a live action?
They did. I haven't seen, okay, to be honest, I haven't truly really seen The Lion King, but love the soundtrack. Love this. I was like, and I just can't wait to be king, or Hakuna Matata. It means no worries. Is that that's not the right bass. Not the right tune.
Don't worry about that.
Something like that.
It's been so
long. It means
long.
No worries for the rest of my days. It's our problem trees.
Yeah.
I've great soundtrack. I've only seen like bits and pieces. I haven't seen the live
That's
action.
Crazy.
Actually, my dad's favorite movie
action.
Also is The Lion King.
Okay.
So
I haven't seen the live action. I will say it's definitely one of the best animated movies like made, like for sure.
Okay.
Really? You wouldn't agree with that?
I wouldn't.
Well,
okay.
You haven't even seen it.
That's true. I've seen bits and pieces. I feel like when it comes to best animated, are we talking like attention
to detail? No, I'm not saying
detail?
Like, no. I mean just like best one, like in terms of animated movies, not like in terms of like the animation.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying like just in terms of like
it being animated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like one of the best, because the story is great. Yeah. The characters are great. Like it makes sense. The soundtrack is phenomenal.
It is. Love the soundtrack.
And I think it's by Hans Zimmer. He's
really?
One of the, yeah. Do you know Hans Zimmer?
Which leads into our next movie.
Oh, is it Dune?
No, it's Interstellar.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised you know Hans Zimmer. Okay, that's cool.
I only know Hans Zimmer because of Interstellar.
Okay, yeah, guys, by the way, Hans Zimmer is a composer. Just if you didn't know. And he's composed like Dune, Dune 2, Interstellar, Lion King. Like a lot of shit, actually.
Lot,
yeah.
I want to take Nick. We've gone to the Candlelight a couple times, which is where a quartet or an orchestra will play an artist, but in orchestra form. So
okay.
One of the ones they have is Hans Zimmer. And I want to take him so bad. But every time... Oh. Every time they're in Charlotte, it's always on a day that Nick has to work. We've gone so far. I've gone to the Disney one. Great. It's beautiful. We've gone to Queen. Also great. Beautiful. We've gone. My family and I drove up to Winston-Salem, and we saw The Greatest Showman. Beautiful. Okay. We recently went for Nick's birthday. We went to Pink Floyd. Was our latest one.
Ooh, I like Pink Floyd.
Nick liked that one. So I want to take him to see Hans Zimmer because it's so.
Send me the link to that because I'll go.
Yeah, it's so good.
I would. Yeah, I love Hans Zimmer's composition,
so
especially in Dune. Oh my god,
it's so good.
So good. I mean, he just. It's the way. I'm gonna cry. You know, it just makes you so emotional. I mean, actually, I am tearing up a little bit, but it's because, like, it's just the way he writes shit. It's not like music. It's literally writing to the environment. Mm. He's not writing, like, especially in Dune, he talked about that. Like, there's interviews. I'm rambling, but whatever. But, like, he talked about, like, how he wanted, like, instruments to sound like the landscape. Mm. So, like, it's like your flute, I want it to sound like wind off the dunes. Like, I don't want it to sound like a flute, you mm-hmm. know? So it's just how he composes is, like, just so different mm-hmm. from, like, everybody else. And, like, I just really, something like, for some reason, it just hits me. Like, it sticks with me.
Yeah.
Like, when I listen to his compositions, I'm like, I hear them,
mm-hmm.
like, all the time in my head. Like, especially the Dune soundtrack, like, the Dune song, like, the... Gosh, bro, you're missing. I know it's, like, so overhyped now, but, like, Dune 2 was probably one of my favorite movies I've ever seen.
If I had to go off that song in Interstellar, I would say it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's, Someone's next movie, that the next comment was Interstellar. So great leeway.
You know what's funny? I've never seen Interstellar. I need to see it. I know. It's on my list. It's
gosh. That's Nick's favorite movie. He's got that 2 on DVD.
I've seen like pieces of it. He's got it on Apple, Amazon Prime. And I've heard the soundtrack. Okay.
I cried in Interstellar, right? But it was only because of one specific character. But it is so, like, Interstellar, I think, is also on the same wavelength if you've ever seen... What's that one movie with Leonardo DiCaprio where it's like time within a time? Interception, right?
Is on this Inception.
Yeah, Inception.
Okay.
It's around the same, like, mind fuckery.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is, like, so big. Like, I have watched it a couple times with Nick and I still don't know. I'm like, I don't know how we're adding stuff up. I don't know how we got a time within a time within a time. I don't know how he past self notified or future self notified or present self notified past self. It's like such a good movie. It's definitely one of those movies that you have to watch a couple times. I have a friend named Miles, and Miles writes films, does film also. Love. He's my one, besides you, my one. He was like my OG movie buff friend where we would watch. He would say, like, I would like, give me a movie to watch. And we've watched, like, so many, like, The Truman Show and...
Oh, it's a good one.
That is a good one. Shawshank Redemption was a good one.
Still haven't seen that one.
That's a
it's
good
one. It's on my list.
That's a good one.
That, Pulp Fiction, like, yeah, all Pulp the classics. Yeah, Pulp Fiction,
another one
seen.
Of his favorites, another one of Miles' favorites. The one that Miles actually, he made a comment. He said, In the Mood for Love. And I have actually seen that movie. We both have. He recommended it to me, and I've seen it. It's definitely an international film, but it's a very good love film about two people, basically, who are not together, who are not happy, who live in the same apartment complex, who are not happy in their current relationship and then have an affair and then someone leaves. It's so good. And then for it to be, like, not in a, like, an international film, great. Like, Miles and I have watched Whiplash. Good movie.
Oh,
such a good movie. All of these movies are movies that I love now. That are so good, and I would have only seen them. Like, I watched Pulp Fiction for the first time, like, not too long ago. Like last year sometime.
Still haven't seen it.
Pulp Fiction? Yeah. I have to go rewatch it, because I think I fell asleep halfway through. But, yeah. You know, along the same lines, like, I've seen Kill Bill, so I think...
Yeah, Kill Bill is so cool.
Yeah, so Light they're good movies. So sick. Those are all. I think Inception's a definitely one to watch. Great movie. Definitely gonna. You're gonna have to like definitely.
Interstellar.
Movie. Yeah, close enough.
Similar movies.
Inception, you should also watch because that's also one.
Yeah,
that, like
I like.
But
Leonardo.
Interstellar, yeah, Interstellar is such a. I also love Matthew McConaughey. So respectfully, I would watch pretty much any movie he was in, depending on the.
Yeah, he's.
Except for maybe a Western. He's funny. Even though that sounds that is his.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that all right, all right, all right.
all right. There he has like that weird
Texan
southern drawl.
Yeah, that Texan. Yeah. What was another movie? In the Mood for Love, which is a really good love story, tragic story. I think someone said, let's see.
I'm trying to think of ones that.
Someone said Colombiana. Love it.
I feel like I've heard of that one.
You've never seen Colombiana? Oh, isn't that was it? Like my sister and I's movie.
That's an old one.
It is an old one.
I think because I know my mom talked about it at one point.
Yeah. I used to watch that all the time.
I'm going to say this. Like, everybody's like always, film buffs are always like, yo, the old movies were the flipping best. And I'm like,
some,
like, yeah, but it's like a lot of people's favorite movies are like old as shit. And I'm like,
I also think it depends on genre too.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I was thinking of a movie that I thought was really weird because it has no music. What's it called? Oh, I'm going to be so upset.
I kind of like movies like that, though. Oh, have you seen Hereditary?
No. Oh, I heard it's, but Hereditary. You know I don't like spooky.
It's creepy.
It's thriller or like?
It's a thriller up until the end. The last like 10 minutes turn horror. But like the whole movie is like thriller, tension, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not watch alone shit.
Yeah.
I watched it alone in a house by myself. Should not have done that.
Yeah.
But great movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's just so good.
That's like, did you ever watch Talk to Me?
No, I know. It's on my list. I know. It looks really good.
Pretty decent. For it to be like an A24, which, funny enough, I've now seen more A24 like for being introduced into today's movies now. Where like Talk to Me, and I would not have thought, just because, you know, these, I think they used to be YouTubers, right?
Yeah. Rocka Rocka.
Such a good movie. It's such a good movie.
I heard it was like really good. It is. But that's the thing.
It's got like gore in it. So that is your warning.
I don't. Yeah. I'm weird about gore. I don't like. I don't like pointless. Like, it's like, you know, like.
Oh, no. This is like.
Because I think you can do it. Par. Ooh.
It's also like surprise. Like, it's like out of left field. Like, you're not expecting it at all. Either.
No, I think. Yeah. But the thing is, like, what I like about A24 and some studios like that is they're, like, taking small film, like, makers.
Yeah.
And, like, giving them a budget. And that's how you make good film. Like, that honestly,
film
like,
is good.
That's what I mean. It's, like, that's why A24 is so good.
Yeah.
It's because they're giving these, like, smaller people chances.
Mm-hmm. That playlist, so there's, like, one song, Lemon, that's in... that soundtrack's such a good song.
Hereditary?
No, in Talk to Me. My friends and I went. My EMS friends, it was like our whole shift. We took up like two rows in the movie theater when we went to go see it. Like, first, like, you see like two rows and you're like, it's just EMS. And we're like, when I tell you, it was such a good movie. That was a good movie.
It's on my list.
That movie I said that was good. No Country for Old Men.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Good movie, no music, which you don't really recognize until... like someone says it.
Yeah, a lot of old movies like don't really have much music, which if it's done well, I like, you know, because like sometimes if it's like a slow movie and it's just like, yeah, Phil, I was down at and it's like just that and you hear everything like that and shit. And it's like that I don't really like. But when it's done well, like if you watch Dune 2, I'm going to keep referencing it because it's a really good movie. I know it's overhyped, but whatever. But like there's a fight scene where they just completely cut the music.
Oh.
And all you hear is just ting, ting, ting in there like grunts. And it's very real. Like you feel it. So it's like shit like that where it's nice where you cut it. Like I've even debated, even though how much I love music, I honestly don't even want to use music in my film. Bless you.
Thank you.
Because I just think like. It's a chance to give it. I want it to be thrilling without the need of music.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of things, like especially a lot of modern like thrillers and horror movies, you need the music.
I think
if
a
you
good
didn't have it,
reference for your film would be No Country, Old Country for Old Men. No Country.
No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
Is it?
No Country for Old Men. That is a thriller. Such a good movie. Has no music. Definitely, it's good. Definitely would recommend if you want a film with no movie but still want that thrilling aspect. That movie does really well.
I'll watch it.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, there's a. Yeah. I have a controversial one that I really like. Poor Things came out recently.
Oh, with Emma Stone?
Yeah. very good. It's so good. It was controversial at first, and then like people were like, that's kind of weird. And then later they're like, nah, this shit's fire though. Like, it's kind of funny how that shit happened.
That's kind of like what's that movie with that was kind of gross that we both watched that we talked about
Saltburn?
Yes. I would not say a fave movie, but I would say honestly was produced beautifully.
I think film wise, like just how it looks, how it was feels, mm-hmm. it's a very beautiful movie.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about this in an episode too.
Yeah, it's very well made. I enjoy it. It's not like, I don't think I would call it one of my favorites.
Oh, absolutely not.
But it was really good.
It was.
Like, it's definitely like, if you haven't seen it, watch it.
Yes.
But like,
the gore stuff, it's not that big of a deal.
No.
It's like, people were over. I was like, y'all haven't been watching the right movies if you think that's bad. Yeah. That.
I'm a vampire.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would say that was shot beautifully. It was very well done. No,
I think
it
was a really good movie.
Really well done.
Yeah. Poor Things, I would suggest watching. It's new. Okay. I've seen a lot of newer movies. That's why I reference them, because I remember them. Like, Poor Things is really good. Killers of the Flower Moon is very good, but extremely long. It's 3.5 hours long. It's with Leonardo DiCaprio as the lead, mm-hmm. but it's a tribe of Indian people,
mm-hmm.
like
native. I saw that.
Yeah. And like
a
bunch of white men, like they are on reservations. Right. And then they strike oil at their reservation. So all the natives become rich as fuck there.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's shitty times where like white people were trying to take over,
mm-hmm.
like they had like a rule where it's like, if you marry a native woman, you get like half of her oil money.
Mm-hmm.
So like, because they all are entitled to have money from the oil.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you marry whatever, so they would marry, kill and take their cut. And like, they just did that over. Wow. And that's how the FBI got introduced, actually.
Oh,
was through that.
Oh, wow.
Because they investigated that.
Mm-hmm.
So really good, but very long and very drawn out. Like, holy shit, it's long. It took me 3 days to finish that movie just because it was just so long.
Yeah, and you kind of get like bored in the beginning.
But, yeah, but like really good. Just fucking A, man. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I'm just like, oh. A test of attention span, I'll say that. But it's really good.
It's like watching Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, Monkey Man that just came out is really good.
Is that about that monkey who attacked those people on stage?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know what? I think that was a scene in Dope.
Okay.
Not Dope and Nope. Was that a scene?
Oh, yeah, Nope, I haven't seen.
Pretty good.
Yeah, hold on. I need to write that one down.
Okay. But I would say Nope was very comedic, which is the other two did not have. Well, Don't Get Out had a little bit, but did not have. Nope was a really good movie. I definitely would not put it on the same playing field as Get Out and Us. I think Jordan Peele did better on Us.
Like, gave me nightmares for
Us,
a while.
I still think, like,
oh, it gives me shivers when I think about that movie.
I need to go back and look at it, because Us was like, you don't even know, like, there are like so many theories of people being like, if you look at this, and you know, she actually was the tether.
Yeah, they switched.
But her whole life she switched.
Yeah.
So like, at the end, they were like, who does win, the tethered or her? Who's the actual person in the car, right? But they're also like, well, the son isn't her real son, it's the tethered son, and that's why he knows. But it's also like, okay, well, how, if he walks back in fire and the guy walks back in fire and they mimic each other, right? And I'm like, there's like so much that like detail you have to look in Us that it's like, oh my gosh, there's so, I'm like, I need to rewatch that
movie. Just I don't want to watch it again,
so
because
good.
It genuinely, like,
but it's so good.
It just makes me so scared. Like, I've never been scared of a movie until I saw that shit. Like, just
It's just the possibility that could be a thing.
Like, that shit just creeps me the fuck out. Like,
it's so good.
That someone exactly like you would just come out and just fucking, like, kill they you. Talk like...
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ah, what the fuck? Like, hell no, bro.
It's so good. Maybe I'll watch that tonight. It's so good. It's
so good, but it's just like...
And I think the crazy part is like... Jordan Peele got a really good response with Get Out, right? And obviously hit it. At the time, my sister was in an interracial couple. And my and we would make jokes at the movie. And now it's me. So now I'm like, please don't kill me. Use my body for your grandma.
I was going to make a joke.
Oh, please don't do it.
I was going to make a joke when we had like a party. And John was there. And he was like the only black dude there. And I was like, hey, just wait till we bring the teacups out. And I was like, probably not the best joke to me.
So I was like, it was so good. It was such a good movie, right? But I think, and then he steps it up with Us, right? I think Nope was really good. It's not on the same level, I think, as Us and Get Out. I think it's probably the third best. But I don't understand. I think for me personally, I think it's just because I don't know what the realm around behind it is supposed to be. Like, I think it's aliens, but I'm not sure.
Don't spoil it.
I don't.
Because I know.
I have no idea what the premise is supposed to be.
Well, his movies are kind of like.
Psychological thrillers.
Yeah, it's like you kind of don't know what the fuck is happening, even when you do know what the fuck is happening. It's kind of like.
Think twice about your life.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no. Actually, Jordan Peele, he produced the Monkey Man.
Oh, okay.
The new movie. Mm-hmm. So it's literally like the easiest way I can. Have you seen John Wick?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I know of John Wick. Someone did say that was their favorite movie. Was John
I
Wick.
Would say John Wick is for gamers.
Okay.
Like if you play games and you like shooting games and shit like that.
I feel
that,
like it's like an assassin. It's in like, is it about an assassin? Is it like Equalizer?
Yeah, but like way more killing.
Oh, okay.
Like it's literally like if you count, I would love to see, I need to watch the, you know, they do like the dead meat, like they do the kill count.
Sure.
Have you seen that on YouTube? Mm-mm. Okay, well they'll do like, there's a YouTube channel who will literally count like how many deaths are in a movie.
Mm.
So like there's probably thousands. Like bro just goes through people. Like that's literally
for killing his dog.
Well, yeah. Well, there's some more stuff later, but like yeah, like he literally just guns people. Like in the third one, the last one, he's just dead for like an hour.
Wow.
It's just like holy fucking shit. Like yeah. So
Keanu Reeves is doing his thing.
It's cool. Like, I like it. Mm-hmm. But, like, So, it's the Indian John Wick.
Okay.
That's what I would describe it as.
Okay.
Because it's, like, it's based in India.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, has some Hindu spiritualism in it. And, like, you know, has some cool stuff about that. But, yeah, pretty much, like, this kid is in a village, whatever, and then like the Indian government is trying to expand and like, you know, take over, and so they just burn the fucking village down and kill his mom in front of him and all that. So, and like he lives with that, and then he remembers the dude's face that killed his mom, and then he like gets older, and then he like has a plot to kill him and whatever.
Sounds
and then
like
it
peppermint.
Just goes to shit. Everything just goes to shit for a little bit in that movie. But it's just fun. It's a fun movie. Really good action. Like, satisfying. Like, when it's a punch, it feels like a punch.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing about John Wick that I didn't like that much was it's, like, a lot of just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's not, like, filmed.
Yeah. It's not like a da-da-da.
It's not filmed, like, fighting technique. Where you can feel it. Like, when we watch, like, I would say that example would be, like, Creed.
Oh, I fucking love Creed.
I did not.
So
I think
much.
My dad, we talked about it. The third one was not as
yeah,
good.
Yeah, me and you talked about that. Because that was when it came out.
Yeah. Michael Jordan tried it. Not Michael Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
There we go. So his name is Michael Jordan. Okay. Michael B. Jordan. I was like,
Michael Jordan.
Right. I was like, that don't make sense. Tried, did his best, but it was not as good. And I saw it in theaters, and obviously my dad, like, we watch it in Dolby Digital. Dude, when I have film, like video of me in Dolby, get like during that fight scene, you can feel that.
Yeah.
So well. I was like, that fight scene, great.
I just didn't like the last fight scene, you know, where they in do the that third weird one? Yeah.
Yeah, where they're in the ring shit. For which but and then it flies by the yeah. last. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, it took me out of the fight. I think it was not bad. I think it was like a modern Creed movie.
I don't
like
think they it was filmed it as more, good as, no. But obviously Michael B. Jordan did the third
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the one and they're just. I need to. Let me write that down too. What? I need to rewatch those movies. That's Creed? What literally got me into boxing. Like again,
yeah,
was like literally just rewatching, and Creed? Then I watched all of the Rocky movies.
I've never seen Rocky. But I think the second Creed, I just end up liking the guy, the tall guy. The Russian or the Ukrainian in that
oh,
movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Draco.
Drago, something like that. Yeah, loved him. And I felt so, like, and I think it's, like, you don't have to hear, like, and I think it's for more people, since I haven't seen Rocky, I think if you've seen Rocky and then you watch that, you feel how disappointing, like, how sad it was for his family to leave him in that corner.
Yeah.
Broke my heart, and I was like low key rooting for him. I feel like if you've seen Rocky, you've kind of feel that even more, and I think you feel the movie a bit more because it definitely has more like touch into Rocky, and definitely shows the difference of training between, you know, how Rocky would train versus how Drago's dad would train, and it side by sides does it. If you've seen Rocky, it's like a generation upgrade where you see another generation do it. I think. Movie was really good. But I was saying, like, John Wick should have had that type of fight dynamic where you can feel that man be, like,
yeah.
You get knocked out and you're down for a couple yeah. seconds.
They just want, I think, John Wick, like, when I say it's like a video game, I mean that. Like, where it's, like, just constant fucking, bah, 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 dead, 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 dead. Like, because it's, like, it's made for, to me, when I watch, especially John Wick 3 or 4, I think there's 4, actually.
Oh, okay.
When you watch like the third or fourth one, it literally just feels like you're in a video game. Like,
oh, wow.
So it's just so fast paced how they film it, how it looks like a video game,
mm-hmm.
you know, the music and everything. So yeah, that's why I say like, if you're a gamer, it's definitely going to be up there for you. But like, if you don't really play games, it's not. Yeah. But Creed is, oh man, I'm going to watch those again. Cause I just
They're
love
good.
Those movies so
They're
much.
Good.
Rocky. They're okay. I'll say this about the Rocky movies. They're good,
mm-hmm.
but like the first one is a fucking drag.
Like, I think I've heard that. Like it takes a moment to get in.
Because it's their first time doing Rocky. So they were kind of just like, okay, well, do we focus on the story or do
mm-hmm.
we focus on the fighting?
Mm-hmm.
And like they were kind of like debating what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
So it really takes until the end for Rocky to like really start kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the second one, okay, now he's fighting more. Third one, fighting even more. So, it's, like, as it progresses, it gets more fighty. And then, like, the last one is, like, more about his family and, you know, what he's going to do. And, like, his yeah, what I don't want to spoil it, but some shit happens, whatever. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think they're good movies. They're definitely 80s, mm-hmm. you know, like, very slow in certain points. The music is funny. Like, Stallone's character is a little creepy weird in the first one, I think. Not like weird, but it's just weird how, yeah, very New York, like you know. Yeah,
it's
so
the best one, and very Sylvester.
Yeah, but it's good though. I'm trying to think. Yeah, okay, actually, yeah, let's see, let's go. Sorry,
okay.
we're just rambling.
We're hitting them. Okay, I have someone did we already mentioned, someone did mention John Wick. Another person mentioned Treasure Planet, but I don't know what that is.
Treasure Planet. Let me look it up because yeah. It sounds familiar. I think it's the old animated movie.
Is that that guy who's like?
He's like
got the glasses.
I think so. Yeah.
The guy with that nice handsome man. I've never seen that a day in my life.
I saw that when I was very young, and I faintly remember it. I remember it being pretty good. But I was also a child,
yeah,
so
I haven't
not much comment. It came out when I was born. Well, 2002. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone
Do we have
said,
another one?
Someone said WALL-E.
Great movie.
I think
also one of my favorite animated.
I think WALL-E.
WALL-E.
Yeah. I actually, for class in ninth grade, made WALL-E from like like from recyclables. I made it out of like a cat litter box, a cat like where the litter comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those, and then had to drill, like cut holes through it, and then it was really cool. I wish I took a picture of it, but I never did. Yeah, why?
Yeah.
It shows how like how America, or how like we just are not taking care of our planet.
Nope.
And if it wasn't for that one cockroach who doesn't die, we would not be here. Well, and Wall-E, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I gotta. Yeah,
Wall-E's a good. I think Wall-E's also a nice spirited movie. You just fall in love with Wall-E because he's so quirky.
Yeah,
and he's cute.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't say anything other than Wall-E or Eve.
Is that it's Eve, right? Yeah. Yeah. Damn, I still remember that name, Eve. Wow.
Yeah. I think Disney movies are great. I think Disney movies, old Disney movies, definitely had like an underlining story where they're trying to teach kids stuff. Like obviously Wall-E's trying to teach you to take care of the planet, right? I think today's Disney is definitely hitting
trash.
What?
You're not going to agree with me on that?
Depends on the movie. It depends on the movie.
Fucking Wish. Terrible.
Hold on.
Turning Red.
Turning Red was good. Okay, so I think
Soul, good.
Yes, Soul was good.
I did like,
I think
Soul.
The difference is because it hits to, it's not supposed to hit kids, right? I don't know about Wish. I'd have to look up what Wish is.
Wish is just flop AI generated movie.
I would say I would say movies like Turning Red, Luca.
Haven't seen Luca. That's my issue.
Luca's so good. I had Nick watch Luca for the first time.
Let me write it down.
He definitely felt for it. Okay. Luke, I think the reason why is it's supposed to hit people in their mid 20s, 30s, right? Because it's supposed to, most of those movies now hit generational trauma. And they do it so subtly that you don't realize it. So Turning Red is Asian-based, and we already know that it's very hard in Asian families where you have, like, they want you to do a certain pathway, right?
And stuff,
and so, therefore, she, you know, for them, it was like, you know, a lot of the women turned into bears or pandas. Because that's to their ancestry, and they're always like, it's always aggressive, and you want to get rid of it, and you do a ritual, and you get rid of your panda, and you keep your panda in like something small, like a necklace or whatever. And she was like, I don't want to keep my panda. I mean, I don't want to get up my panda. I want to do it. And her mom, she like just couldn't be a kid, right? And it was just like, she was fighting between what her mom went through, and her mom was obviously, she had generational trauma because her mom, you know, she was aggressive at one point, and her daughter's aggressive. So I think that's where that. Same thing with Encanto.
Yeah.
Generational trauma. Like, you guys are all have the birth. Same thing with Hispanic households. Abuelita is very particular. Like, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. You know, same thing with Soul. You know, his mom was not very accepting of his dream. And so, you know, he had to learn to live and appreciate life.
See, it's not that I don't like the plot. Like, it's like, I like what they're trying to do, but, like, I just think...
I think it was great.
I think if you compare it to...
I cried in Turning
old
Red.
Disney.
Well, I think that's also
it's like
the difference.
It doesn't even, like... It doesn't even come close. Like, it's good, like, but, like, Soul is good. Like, Turning Red was... It was...
I think it was good.
It was average.
I think the difference
like,
is...
Like, it was kind of like a... They're all just, like, throwaways. Like, for me...
not throwaways.
Okay.
They're
but, like, Encanto...
Good.
...was the best out of all of those.
No.
By far.
Not the best at all. I would
by
say definitely...
Far.
Encanto is definitely up
Coco,
there.
Coco, Encanto.
I would,
everything
I would
else.
Say,
Soul,
I would say Encanto
and then everything else.
Nah. I would say Encanto is higher than Coco.
Okay.
I would say Soul is also
like,
higher than Coco.
But like if, okay, I'm going to say this. In 10 years.
Disney Battle is what we're doing.
Am I going to even give a shit about any of those movies?
Yes, I would.
You
I'm
would.
Also Disney.
But you're more, yeah, you're
more
Disney.
I'm more of a Disney lover. And that's why like, I think old Disney has that more, I would say old Disney does the more like energetic, more carefree, feeling type of storytelling. Where it's also brighter.
I think it's, yeah.
And I think there's, like, you watch a movie because it's fun to watch and it's careless to watch and it puts you at ease, right? And you're kind of just relaxed. I think these newer movies are more into storytelling and the fact of now making it relevant. Like, for instance, Elemental. Very good. Again, a very good movie, which is about... You didn't like Elemental?
It's okay. I'm saying this. Okay,
he's a here. Disney hater. No.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You're Disney pilled. That's the thing.
No, I think the difference is I like a good Elemental.
Nah. Why was it good? You're saying just because of the trauma.
Yes. Okay.
That's
it.
So that would be like me saying like a movie is good just because it's dealing with trauma.
And I think that's the difference between two people. What did I say? I said new Disney movies are not made for children.
Elemental is
who
just
don't have like if you.
I do have that. I understand.
Okay.
It.
What I mean is like is not made is made for people in your 20s and 30s who have that like want to be a kid but have like that inner deeper. I think Elemental was good.
If you think any of those are like good in terms of like,
I think they're
good.
They're not top tier. I wouldn't say they would be like. I think they would be older movies.
I think you just like Disney.
I do like
and
Disney.
I think that's the
difference.
There's
some bad Disney movies.
But the thing is with Elemental, there's nothing in that whole movie that I really will stick with. I get the whole parents from different place.
Yes.
They don't speak language. They get mistreated because they don't speak language. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. But it's not like 5 billion movies have not done that before.
That's
You're
true.
Saying it like Disney has not done that plot. They've
do.
Done it. So it's like it's copying. But also think about this. Soul, Turning Red, Luca, Coco. Doesn't Coco have the parents who are disapproving? Or am I wrong?
Yeah.
They're all the same. It's the same plot line.
Encanto.
I'm just saying it's just changed a little bit. Different backgrounds.
I think
I'm not
like
saying
them.
It's bad.
They're
That's
just not
the
your
thing.
Cup of tea.
I'm not. No.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's average. Like I'm saying it's kind of like okay. It's not like I'm going to be like, oh my God, this movie. But I'm like, you know what? It's a good watch. It's a good one time fun watch.
Yeah,
whatever.
I would go back to those.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I would go back to a select few. Soul because of the music. But like, Turning Red, I'm never going to watch again.
I've watched one
like,
time.
Encanto, I might watch again.
I love it because of the music.
But it would probably be with someone else.
I love it
because
of the music.
Luca, I haven't seen any. See Luca.
Luca's pretty good. Luca's
like,
the same. It's just the same thing.
But yeah.
About accepting
but
yourself.
I mean, but like Elemental, I don't care to watch that again.
It was good.
It was fun.
I would say the tier of good does not mean great. I would say I would not prefer. It depends on the movie. I would not necessarily prefer new Disney to old Disney. I would say old Disney has flopped some of their movies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I feel like this is a hot take for me. I did not, for me, don't hit me in the comments. Don't hit me.
I'm not.
Jeremy.
I'm not going. I'm not.
I did not think Percy Jackson, the series, hated it. I wouldn't say I hated it. I just didn't like it. I think the movies I think the movies might not have been as accurate, but they had a better feel for watching.
No, I think I would agree, but I need to rewatch the movies before I like really say that again because I said that before and I was like
maybe not the Sea of Gods. No, maybe not the second.
Oh, the
maybe
yeah.
not the second Percy
sea
Jackson, but the original one. I feel like when you do a movie like that and then transition it to a TV show, make the TV show 10 times better than what it was. Like I feel like you did say it was more accurate, which is
but
fine, but I feel like the acting
was
wasn't
boring.
Good.
Yeah, it just was not as good. It's not as good. And I'll just say this, the books, nothing's ever going to come close to the books. Most of the times when
like
you
most
adapt.
Places like that.
The
most
only
movies.
One, Dune. The only one that sounded good. Dune. Amazing.
People
oh
say
God.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yes.
I've
oh,
never
yeah,
seen
of
Harry
Potter.
Well, I've seen Harry Potter, but I've never read the books, I would say.
Oh,
my
okay.
mom used to read me those like for bedtime.
I still actually have a bunch of Harry Potter books.
My mom has all of them.
I think I read up to like 3 or 4. I never really finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely would be. Damn, that might actually be what I read next.
Harry Potter's good.
I got him.
So some places I understand, like some movies don't do very well with the book, and people get like really upset because they're like, "If you're gonna do it right." Which may I agree.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I get both sides of that argument where it's like, okay, well, you have a studio
at least with
who's
casting.
Very annoying. Yeah. Yeah, don't make every character not the fucking race that they're supposed to be. Yeah. That I know that's not supposed to frustrate me, but it's like when you see a character in your mind, mm-hmm. how it's described, and then they're just a complete fucking different race. Hair is different. Mm-hmm. Height is different. How they're dressed is different. You're literally just like, what the fuck, dude?
You're no longer in the realm.
Yeah, it's like it takes me out of it. Like Annabelle being black mm-hmm. took me so far out of it because I was like, that's not even close. Mm-hmm. Her personality, yes, pretty accurate. Mm-hmm. But like how she looks, not at all. Mm-hmm. That's not it. But whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Race doesn't matter, guys. It's like whatever, bro. Yeah, I don't know. That's my I just got frustrated because I had just gotten fucking done reading the books mm-hmm. and just to see that shit and I was like, oh, that's just not what the books say. But
yeah, you're it's like okay. You know those people who that's why I don't necessarily read books. It's either I watch the movie or read the book.
But the books are just so good. That's the reason I got upset is because they're just so good.
So it's either but or. Yeah. I'm either or. I don't normally read a book and then watch the movie.
Oh yeah, did you read A Court of Thorns yet?
No.
You spend like $100.
I know. And the funny part is I just started a new like audio. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay, I just finished a book.
Pause.
Right, that my dad recommended called Ace of Spades. And I remember I told you that this was not in my realm of like what I wanted to read. Right? Okay. Good book. It was decent. But man, you cannot trust white folk for nothing. Like that book. Okay, in the book. I'm talking about the book. Okay, right. I'm talking about the book. It was so good because I guess like it was really slow start. Right. And okay. And this was like the long and I did an audiobook. That this took me the longest I've ever had to do in an audiobook. The longest it ever. Right. It was it took so long. But it was just the fact of like I guess this school, right, called Nemeus Rich White People, whatever. They're two token black people.
Okay.
Right? Really high, they excel, right? One's name is Chimaka. She's comes from a rich family. One's name is Devon. Doesn't come from a rich family. Comes from the, you know, normal. But they would idolize as poor. Right?
Okay.
They've been there for 4 years. Senior year comes around. And this person named Aces is dropping, like, all of their business. Right? Like Chiamaka, like it was part of a hit and run, right? Or team. I'm like, oh, okay. Like we dropping tea, you know? Like Devin's gay, okay, okay.
And oh,
selling,
damn.
And selling ecstasy. Why are you blasting his business?
So wait, is this is I'm gonna guess based in a older time?
Well, I think this was new time, but the school. Okay, I'm gonna get there. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm a
so
little
I'm like
confused.
Okay, it's modern time. It's basically like, you know, these people, you know, Chimaka's trying to fit in. She wants to be popular, has to rise to the top. Obviously, the double standard when you're a different skin color, you obviously have different challenges when it comes to excelling in high places. So she mm-hmm. made sure she was top dog, right? And obviously, like they're getting beat down by this Aces. Like they're never getting to college, right? The end of the book finally establishes that. The school was founded right after the Civil War, right?
Okay.
They had the idea or the ideation of they do not like black people. That just is what it is. They don't like African Americans, okay? So they, every 10 years, right? And this is, keep in mind, like, these are people she was friend, like, her best friend of 4 years was, like, digging up the tea, like, was purposely putting, you know, like, that hit and run that she's nightmares about that she can't drive anymore. Was fake, right? They build all of this stuff up for 4 years because every 10 years, the school will take in except two black people just to ruin their lives their senior year. We'll build them up to be great people, excel, right? They're going to high schools, right? Just for them, and keep in mind, like, this is, like, they said, like, this is, like, tradition. Like, their families did it. Like, their family's done it, okay? Their children are doing it. Like, this girl was like, I have no choice. It's in my family's legacy. They go to this camp every summer, would go to this camp to plot and plan, right? And what Aces is basically a secret society to ruin these black people's lives, for real. Like, I think one of the years they killed the girl, right? She suicide or, like, whatever. They almost killed Chiamaka, and he had a gun, the headmaster. Okay, had a gun to her head. I said, wow. Could you imagine if that was really a thing?
This sounds like an interesting book.
It was
even
really...
Even though you look, you just spoiled the whole thing. But
I did. Oops. Don't read it then. But baby, it was good. You know, and it was... And my... It was just a... It was a really hard read. Like, not hard because of the content. But just hard, like... I don't know. It just wasn't the vibe, like, that I'm normally used to.
Yeah.
But man, that book...
It sounds
I was like,
interesting.
At the end, I was like, wait. Like, I was like, over here, text my dad. Like, I'm rooting for you. And then she did something. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are we doing that? What are we doing? And I'm like, uh-uh. I'm like, also, if you were only two, if, first of all, if I was the only African-American in the school, I'm questioning a lot. I'm questioning life. Okay, because why?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a little weird.
Also, these, they were never friends until the incident. Like, they never talked to each other. I'm also like, if there's only two of us,
we're
that's
sticking never, together.
Right. Yeah. We need to know the life for real. We need to be tighter than twins conjoined.
If I was, I'll say this. If I was...
But, oh.
If I was like, yeah, nah,
it definitely,
I don't know. I'd feel a little weird.
Yeah, it definitely
hit like, hey, Ma, can I go to a new school, please?
Right.
Because that's a little uncomfortable.
Like, I, it just hit like racism and discrimination on a whole another level. And not even in like, and like, you know, how it's talked about like in history, like in a bad, like, it's still negative. But the way that it was like.
It's more like psychological,
yeah.
Like behind the scenes.
Yeah,
shit.
Where it's like you may never
get out. Shit.
Yes, and I was thinking about it. I was like, dang, you never know who people are.
That's
and you
true.
Really gotta watch your back.
You don't know who I am, Kennedy.
Right, you gotta watch your back. You gotta question everybody every second yeah. of your life. You know what I'm saying?
Not like, really. Okay.
Well, not really. Okay.
It's a little paranoid. But yeah.
I was like, man, that book was good. So I have to continue. I have not started the ACOTAR series. And you know what? I thought about it today. Every day I take that book to work. I'm like, I'm gonna start it.
Don't
because A, it's fantasy. B, because someone said the first book is slow, is a slow start, and then it starts to pick up in the second and the third and whatever. Yeah, like,
well,
okay.
You spent $100, so you might as well, you better pick that shit up.
I am, and you know what the problem was? I had just today on the way here, okay, bought a new book and started listening
to it. Oh my god. You're like me, but you know what? I don't buy the books. I get the PDF for free. I don't know if that's illegal. Don't come for me, but you know.
You know what? I used to try to do that and they're hard to find nowadays.
No, they're not.
Oh.
It's so easy.
Never mind.
I literally look up book PDF first link, download Google Drive.
See, yeah. I'm like, oh, now I started a new book. I'm going to try to get the ACOTAR series. We're going to see how I feel. I don't know. I have a book, Barnes & Noble gift card. We may see what happens. I might.
Okay. You know what? I'll make you a deal. You tell me when you start reading it. Uh-huh. I'll listen to it because I have the audiobooks.
For ACOTAR? Really?
Yeah. Because it's free on Spotify.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's why I don't spend money on shit.
I have Audible.
Yeah.
And they give me... I get a credit. So all the books that I've listened to were credits I've accumulated that I just never used. So.
But yeah, no, let me know when you start reading it and then I'll read it with you. So then we can talk about it.
Yeah, let's do that.
I know it's going to be like, yeah, I don't know. It sounds interesting.
I don't even know what the book's about. I hadn't even read the back of
the book. I know
a
little bit about, like, Jen told me a little bit.
I don't know nothing. I know her name is what, Freya? That's not how you say it.
I don't Freya. Know. Freya?
Yeah, something like that. They are Freya. Really, also, don't come for us either, because y'all ACOTAR people are really particular on how you say your
Freya.
People's names, right? Like
from Italia.
It's like
Freya.
Zyland and Tamlin. I don't know. Okay. They're really particular. Okay, so don't hit the ACOTAR people because they'll come for you and how you say these names. And well, I'm going to just say it how I feel, like I'm saying it. But, yeah, I'm going to have to start. I'm going to see. Because this current book, it's called Den of Vipers. It started with, like, I don't know if they're in their UK base. This guy is a very thick, either Irish or very thick UK.
Irish. Like, is it an audiobook?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But it's mixed with UK. It's like a mixture of UK and Irish combined. I'm like, ooh. Was not what I was expecting.
Well, I mean, Ireland isn't it technically a part of the UK?
Yeah, but I meant like English, like English accent.
English.
Yeah, but deeper and more English.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay,
it's good for the story, but like also tough to follow. Yeah.
Yeah, because of their accent, I'm like. Ugh.
Well, the only thing about the audiobook for A Quarter of Thorns and Roses is. Just, I think it's like a chick. No, but she's just like, the wind against the butt. And
uh-huh.
I'm like, ugh. Like for me, I'm just like
1.7 speed.
Yeah, like because like for the mythology book that I have, like the dude who does it is perfect. Oh. You know, and like the people who like narrate it are just perfect for it.
Yeah, and this one is. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't know if this is where the setting was, but it's not good.
The den of vipers. Yeah. Go down to the den of vipers. Well,
also, the problem is with the den of vipers, there's 4-5 men, I think. So also, when you have that many people, it's hard to follow who's who and who. Because, like, I know one of the guys' name is...
Seamus.
No, I wish. It's like Devlin?
Devlin.
And he's the one who's got the really deep, deep, deep.
So they
deep
all voice. Have different voices?
I believe so. But they're all voiced by one person.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like...
Imagine they have 5 dudes in the vocal booth passing the mic around.
Yeah, I'm like, awful. I'm like, it's rough. But we'll see how that goes. I haven't gotten really far. I literally started on the way here. Because I was like, it's easier. Let me be productive rather than listen to music.
Yeah, see, I do that too. I just turn off everything.
And I've been out of a book. And thanks for telling me. So that means I just am not getting the audiobook for A Court of Thorns and Roses.
I'm going to listen to it. If you read it, I'll listen to it.
I'm going to read it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to see how Den of Vipers goes. And if it doesn't hit me by like, how many chapters are in this thing? Because if it's not going to hit me good, then. Basically, it's about these four guys who, about this girl whose dad sells her to these gangsters, basically.
Interesting.
That's really what it is.
That sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting.
I'll see if they have it on Spotify.
70. There's 70 chapters. That's the most chapters I think I've listened to on audiobook.
How many pages? Like how long?
Well, I don't know. It's done by chapters. I can tell you how long it is.
Yeah. It's probably going to be like 18,
like 19 hours left. And because of the accent, I have to listen in 1.1 speed instead of 1.6 speed.
Yeah, you're funny. I don't listen to anything at one. I listen to it normal.
No, I listen to all my books at like 1.6 speed.
Went to the store today.
I started on 1.6 speed, and because of his accent, this is her accent. Hold on. 3. Nope, that's a different guy. That's the same guy with different character. This is how it started. Diesel. You understand what that means, don't you, Rob? Okay, but I started in 1.7 speed, so this is what I heard when it started. And I was like, Diesel. You understand what that means, don't you, Rob? I don't know what he's saying. I was like, I was taken back by the accent, so I didn't. So now
it's kind of a basic. It's pretty easy to listen to accent for me, at least.
Yeah, see,
I just watch a lot of stuff with UK like accents, so I'm kind of used to it.
I'm not used to it. So
going down in the corner style, and you know.
So I have to get used to it, but that's why I'm starting. I might start a court.
A court. Of thorns and roses.
I like how we went from movies to books. They're in the same realm.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Well, it's been 53 minutes already. Long.
Well,
that's it goes so fast.
Well, I think we did say movies were a good subject. We can film a lot on that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's, I guess, it. Those are our thoughts on the movies you guys had put in. Send us some more. I'll keep track of them. Drop them in the comment what your favorite movie is or favorite book. We like some books.
I didn't even talk about my favorite movie.
Oh, okay. Can you do it fast?
Yeah.
Okay.
School of Rock.
Good movie. I just watched it with Nick. Nick's one of Nick's faves. Good movie.
What's yours?
Oh, that's hard.
Okay. We don't have time for that.
We don't have time to think about it. I'll mention it in the next episode if I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thanks for watching.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Come back on the next episode. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Peace out.